Well, Matt Gaetz is under investigation for a possible sexual relationship with a teenager. What's weird about this? Matt Gaetz, of course, the firebrand congressman, Republican from Florida. There have been rumors circulating around for the past couple of weeks about him going to work for Newsmax. And good for him. You know, see you later. But now there's this report that he's been under investigation for a possible sexual relation with a 17-year-old girl. That according to the New York Times. But the investigation is more than 2 years old. I mean, if the Department of Justice, which is the group apparently behind the investigation, began investigating the possible sexual relationship with an underage girl 2 years ago, I think you'd come to a conclusion, wouldn't you? So you have to ask yourself, is it just a smear job? The investigation began 2 years ago under the DOJ of William Barr, then Attorney General. So here's the investigation. You ask the young woman, did you go someplace? Are there receipts? Do you know where you stayed? This is not hard to figure out whether something happened or didn't happen. And through that time, there have been a couple of election cycles and everything else. A couple of election cycles and everything else. By the way, you're confused. You are confused about what's going on at the border. I can tell you that. But I want AOC to clear it up for you. I've got a little bit of video here, then we're going to get a couple of phone calls for you on the Common Sense Hotline. We'll go to that. But AOC tuned in and chimed in on the border crisis, you see, because it's not their fault. As always, it's America's fault. Don't you know? Bite 11, listen in.
So much of our national conversation, which is not a conversation, about immigration is driven by people who could not care less about immigrants. Often people want to say, why are you talking about the border crisis? Or why aren't you talking about it in this way? Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it because it's not a border crisis. It's an imperialism. It's a climate crisis. It's a trade crisis. And also it's a carceral crisis because, as I have already said, even during this term and this president, our immigration system is based and designed on our carceral system.
That doesn't even make sense. I'm glad she learned a new word. I'm very excited. Big word for her. But carceral is related to incarceration. It's related to jail or prison. How is our immigration system that lets everybody in, go where you want to go, and by the way, get tested for COVID or don't, doesn't really matter? Does that have to do with being a carceral system? The answer is nothing at all. It's a misapplication of a word that she obviously was excited to learn, but didn't actually learn the definition. She was able to pronounce it, though, so that's kind of neat. Let's go to the Common Sense Hotline now. Need to get rid of this so I can get down to here. And I can tell you who's coming up next. The phone number, by the way, 888-900-9966. Let's see here. I've got Steve in Ohio checking in first. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Yes, how are you? What's on your mind?
My name is Steve from Ohio.
Yes.
And I wanted to say you're missing the point here on Biden with his immigration policy.
All right. What is it? What's the point?
The point is Biden was quoting the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is French, and how they see us rather than the Constitution. He's implementing the Constitution. No, he's not implementing the Constitution in the border crisis. It's not a crisis. It's anti-American because it's French. Bring all this. People need jobs. They need jobs in any country. That's the only reason they emigrate to the United States.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that. But quoting the poem on the Statue of Liberty is meaningless. The Constitution is what is the defining document of this country. I'm not sure the point you were trying to make. You lost me there. But the fact of the matter is the poem on the Statue of Liberty has absolutely nothing to do with our laws or the Constitution or the founding of this nation or who should get in or who should not. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Yes, we've all heard it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the United States Constitution, but thank you for checking in. Jake is in Oklahoma on the Common Sense Hotline. Jake, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to hearken. First of all, we appreciate you out here in sane land, not loony land, okay?
Thank you.
I want to tell you
really
that.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
But I want to hearken back to FDR. He nailed us with Social Security, and this is something that is becoming like a freight train, what they're talking about now. And the deal is if you want to know anything, just pull up your Social Security, and that's it, because it's being used for everything. And
right.
the actual use of it was to only track your earnings from point A to point B. And one other point right quick. I got a number here that Alex needs to call. It's 877-21 in a database. Every one. Because of e-scripts.
Because they track everybody. I greatly appreciate it, Jake. Thank you for that. Greatly appreciate the comments of all of you from Sane Land. Well, you know, we have a conversation here every day. Invite you to be part of it, and we appreciate you being here. It's tough to keep up on everything. Make no mistake, it's tough to keep up on everything that's going on just because, well, it moves fast, and the left is coming at you from all sides right now, whether it's H.R. 1 or the border crisis or raising your taxes or the Green New Deal or Social Security that was put in place by FDR to buy votes. Had nothing to do with Social Security. Two things about that. Never was supposed to be used as an identification number. In fact, that was the law passed at the time. The Social Security number could never be used for identification purposes. That was the way the law was written originally to get it through. And then, well, of course, they changed that too. We'll be right back.
It's time to go on the court with Anthony Bellino.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. The Michigan Wolverines men's basketball team tournament run came to an end last night. UCLA beat the Wolverines 51-49 in what was the Maize and Blues' worst performance of the season. The Bruins' Johnny Juzang was unstoppable in the first half and finished with 28 points on 11 of 19 shooting. Michigan shot just 39% from the floor, 27% from three, and 56% for the free throw line. The Wolverines committed 14 turnovers on the night and made only 4 field goals over the final 10 minutes of the game, including 8 straight misses from the floor to close out the night. Michigan closes out their season with a Big Ten championship, a 23-5 overall record, an Elite Eight appearance, and a bright future ahead with the nation's top incoming recruiting class.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more information.